thing. Write it. When we say write, sometimes it's not because at the beginning of the year you write. When you write, it is not that you will write and after that crossover service you go and dump it somewhere. No. Anything you write that you don't want to see in your life again, trust God that as you write it, as you have prayed over it, it is gone. But the things you're trusting God for, like maybe job, like admission into school, like business or prosperity, whatever you're trusting God, you have to keep that vision in front of you. Amen. You have to keep it. It's how badly, the thing that you're saying God should give you, you yourself, how much do you want it? How badly do you want it? We sometimes it's when we come to church and somebody say, okay, it's true, I'm even trusting God to do my... No. Remember the story of that widow that came to that wicked judge. The Bible says she day and night. The Bible says he didn't fear God. He didn't consider man. But he got to a point, he said, this woman, if I don't give her what she wants, she will weary me. And then he said, how much more, God, your father, will he not give you, amen, when you cry unto him? But first of all, you must know what you want. Amen. God bless me is not a prayer. As in, generally. Because there are certain things, when a lot of times when Jesus, we want to heal somebody, he will now ask the person, what do you want me to do? Blind bite me yours. And people will now ask, but Jesus, the man is blind. It's possible the man is blind, but it's not healing he's looking for. He may be looking for something else. Amen. So when you come before God this year, 2022, be specific. Put something and put God's name on it. That God, this and that thing should be bigger than you. So that when it happens, you know that it is the hand of God. If I ask us now, what is that goal? What is that vision? What is that thing you want this year? If I wake you from sleep, can you just say it? Do you have it in your mind? Do you know it? Before you're even asking God to bless it. Hallelujah. May God find something to bless when he comes to bless you and I in Jesus' name. Number two, find your blessings through adversity. Amen. Now, a lot of us go through challenges. And many times what happens is that when we go through challenges, God wraps our blessing inside that challenge. Amen. So that as you fight it, God is bringing all the blessing of Joseph was where? In Egypt. But when Joseph arrived in Egypt, did he arrive as a prime minister? He arrived as a what? Slave. Prisoner. Slave. Slave is the lower. A slave does not have dignity. I've told us here before that those days when they sell slaves, naked, the way God made them, that's how they put them in the market like animals. And people that want to buy will come and look, okay, let me, this one doesn't have spot. No, okay, I will take this one. That is how the lowest you can bring a human being. That was what Joseph went through. And yet, in that same land, he became a prime minister. Hallelujah. So don't look at those challenges you're going through. God may be using it to build your muscle. God may be using it to prepare you for where he's taking you to. Because he knows that, let me tell you, it is more difficult to manage success than to manage failure. If you want to know a person, give them power or give them money. I tell people, money does not change people. It amplifies who you are. Money is not good, it's not bad. Money in the hands of a bad person will be used for what? Evil. Money in the hands of a good person will be used for good. Hallelujah. So we need to learn to, there's this saying that they said God brought Israel out of Egypt, but it took him time to get Egypt out of them. Because by living in Egypt, they had become faithless. And even when God was, you can imagine God opening Red Sea and they're walking through it. You can imagine the 10 plagues, the way he judged. Do you know that God judged, let me say this here, that God judged Egypt and crashed the economy of Egypt because he wanted to raise Joseph. Hallelujah. I don't know if you understand it. That is how far God can go because of you and I. He said he will give men in exchange for us. He wanted to raise Joseph. He crushed the entire economy. Everything that Egypt held on to, he destroyed it. And then he rose Joseph up with an answer. May you have the answer in the day that God wants to lift you up. In the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody, our text here is John 16, 1 to 4. You can read it when you get home. They say, great vision is born out of great pain. And affliction is the bad place of destiny. So if you're going to look at all the patriarchs in the Bible, they didn't just, when God showed Joseph those dreams, he didn't tell them that, but before you get there, oh, they will first sell you. This is your brothers. They will sell you as a slave. You will end up, God didn't tell him all that one. Oh. So when God has shown you something good, believe, when you see bad, don't say, hey, devil cannot be more powerful than you or than your God. Amen. Hallelujah. The same thing with Esther, a slave girl, an orphan, now became queen. The Lord will lift you in Jesus' name. Uncommon preparation. Uncommon preparation is the third thing you need to do to take what is yours. Now, back to Genesis 41, 16. From that, we'll read from 16. We won't read it because of time. 16, I think, to 40. That's towards the end. It tells the story of how Joseph was lifted, how he came out of prison, how he interpreted the dream, and how at the end, Pharaoh now told him that, I have made you head. It is only in the throne that I will be higher than you. Amen. Now, let me ask you a question. Had it been when Joseph came, and that the day, the 2 years, that butler forgot Joseph. And then the day he remembered, and they said, go and bring him, and they brought him. And the king said, okay, this is my dream. Had it been Joseph, I'd say, hey, hi, oh, okay, please, sir, can you just give me 1 week? Let me go and do dry fasting. I will come and, do you think he would have ever been prime minister? So you see the power of being ready. So don't, if everything around you is looking like nothing is going to happen, keep preparing. Keep doing, carrying, did somebody say, when you see somebody that has faith, you mistake them for pride. Because even when they don't have shishi in their bank account, they'll be talking like a millionaire. Faith. They're preparing. This is what I'm going, the vision is clear. This is where God, I didn't come to Abuja to help people to be counting houses or to be looking at fine cars in the road, on the road. No, I came so that the Bible says, everywhere the sole of your feet treads upon, he has given unto you as what? As an inheritance. So you, when you come, the people that are in the place of power, are they better than you? They're not. How is it that beggars are riding horses and princes are trekking? We call ourselves children of the Most High God. The God, God lives in me. And yet you will see an unbeliever. They will even pour you water self and be passing. Or you will go and be begging them, please, sir, can you help me? The Lord will lift his church in Jesus' name. Amen. But we must be ready. When the opportunity comes, please keep being ready. Somebody said luck is what, when what? Opportunity meets what? Preparation. That one people say there's nothing like luck. Nothing like luck. If God blesses you, he blesses you. God can bless you out of favor. He can give you what you worked for and what you didn't work for. And God will give you that this year in Jesus' name. He can give you that. But there are things that you will work for. Amen. And then when the opportunity comes, you're ready for it. God does not encourage laziness. God lift me. God lift. Then when God lifts you, you get there. You don't know what to do. It will not be your portion in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Cultivate the presence, number 4. Cultivate the presence of the Holy Spirit. Cultivate the presence of the Holy Spirit. You need him. If there's any person, personality you need more than anything in this life, is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is God himself living in you and I. Everything that the prophets in the Old Testament did, they did it because the Holy Spirit will come upon them and he will go. But for the New Testament Christian, the Holy Spirit lives inside of us, walking through us, walking for us. Hallelujah. So don't joke with it because of our time. John 16, 7 to 8, and then 12 to 14. And then Acts chapter 1, verse 5 and verse 8. Acts 1, 5. We know Acts 1, 8. For you shall receive what? Power. After, there was no church until when the Holy Spirit, God told them, Jesus told them, tarry until, because he knew that without the Holy Spirit, we're powerless. If you do not have a personal relationship with the Holy Spirit, let me tell you, you're powerless. The devil can just do anything with your life that he likes. You must know this Holy Spirit. You must know his voice. You must know him. You must walk close. How do you do that? Study the word of God. Stay in the presence of God. There are some things that nothing with pastor cannot do it for you. You have to do it for yourself. Amen. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Ask for what you want. The next one is to ask. Matthew 7, verse 7 to 11. God is not a man. Hallelujah. I would have loved us to read, but we know. He said, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and what? The door shall be opened unto you. It's not any man that said it, is God. And if God says you, how many of you are we really asking God? Are we really asking God? What is that thing that you want? You now look at the circumstances around you and you now feel that sky is not possible. Amen. It's not possible. So let me not even ask. There are some people, they will not even ask for something because I can't even imagine it. They say, God said, ask for any. In the book of Psalm chapter 2, verse 8, he said, ask for the nations and I will give it to you. I will give you the nations as an inheritance. Wow. God said he will give you nations as an inheritance. So what else? If you have a nation, what else are you looking for? Has it been you alone? You're the owner of Nigeria. All the oil wells is for you. All the people are working for you. Just imagine, nations. He said, ask. What it means is that he will lift you up. You will be recognized in nations. Your prosperity, your influence, your power will not be in Nigeria. It will be across the nations of the earth. Check, there are people like that. There are people, you call their name, you know that it's not in Nigeria. They know them. They know them everywhere. May God lift you to that level in Jesus' name. Most importantly, may God help you to believe that it is possible. Don't look at this dape I'm living. It doesn't look anything like nations. It doesn't matter. What is in your heart plus what God has said is what matters. Hallelujah. Amen. Is it number five now? Live. We have two more. Okay, let me take this one first because it goes hand in hand. Mark 11, 22 to 24. And then Proverbs 6, 2. Go beyond believing to saying. So when you ask, keep saying. The Bible says in Mark 11, 22, it says, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt, but shall believe that whatsoever he says shall come to pass. The Bible says what? He shall have whatever he believes. Is that what it says? Whatever he believes. Church. Whatever he says. Matthew 11, he said, he shall have whatever he says. So if you're believing it and you're not saying it, you're limiting yourself. And then if you're believing in your heart and your mouth is speaking the wrong thing, in Proverbs chapter 6, verse 2, he says, thou art ensnared by the words of your mouth. You're trapped by the words of, when you speak things, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy in your life. There's a man that came to my office. He had one proposal to do something for us, and he did it. But the man is so negative. I've never seen anybody. He will say, madam, are you sure this is my file? Will we see it on time? Are you sure it will not be, we can find? One day I had to tell him, I said, Oga, what is it? Now, every time you're always saying, his work is not even one plenty work, 100,000 naira. Do you know that since last year, we're looking for that file, we have not seen it. People that have job of millions have collected their money and gone. The man, you see, madam, I knew it, I knew it. How will he know? You are a prophet. He's ensnared by the word of his mouth. And that is how many of us are. What we're praying is different. The moment you come out, you follow all those people that are saying Nigeria is hard. You know things are hard now. For who? For who? The lion said that no matter how hard things are, I will not eat grass. And you are a lion. No matter how things are hard in the forest, the lion will not go and eat grass. It will find meat. So why would you be following unbeliever? Things are hard. Oh, you not be one kind. I don't even understand. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Finally, live from the vantage point of your authority as a believer. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6, it says, we are seated with Christ. Where? In heavenly places, far above what? Principalities, powers, and everything. Now, let me give you small. One day, maybe we'll take a teaching on the believer's authority so that we can understand who we are. So that this one, the people will be doing you, it's because you too, you don't know who you are. When you know who you are, the Bible says that when a child does a slave, even the slave can be given something to keep in charge until that child becomes old. May God open our eyes to see in Jesus' name. When Jesus went to the cross, he took our place. The Bible says there is no forgiveness of sin. Without the shedding of blood, there is no what? Forgiveness, no remission, no cleansing of sin. And it was a perfect sacrifice that hung. The Bible says that when Jesus hung on the tree, and the moment that the sin of man was laid upon Jesus, what happened? God left him. All the time, let me tell you this, all the time that Jesus was walking on this earth, he was fully God and fully man. But when he was on that cross, and the sin of the world was laid upon him, God left him. And that was why for the first time, Jesus said, my God, why has thou forsaken me? Every other time Jesus referred to God, he says, my Father. God left him. He became fully man because he had to be fully man. And because God cannot be connected to sin. And he died as a man. And God cannot die. So as at the time Jesus died, he was fully man. And the Bible said that he went down to where? To hell. La proskat akalema. May God give us understanding. He went to hell. Everything that happens to people in hell, Jesus suffered it. Until God now knew that the price has been paid for you and me. And God said, stop. Justification has happened. Amen. And then that was what the Bible says. Well, Jesus took the keys of death and of hell and he came out. Hallelujah. When he came out, you know, his physical body was still in the grave. He came back, took that glorified body. Remember when Mary saw him and she wanted to touch him and he said, don't touch me until I go what? And he now went to heaven with that blood, with his blood. Now God, for the first time since Adam fell, you know when Adam was in the Garden of Eden, he used to behold God. God would come and see him. But after Adam's sin, if you and I see the glory of God, we will just explode. That was how my daughter was describing it. Yesterday, she said, Mommy, if anybody sees, I believe they will just explode. That's why even when he wanted to show Moses, he said, I will pass, then I can allow you to see my back. But when Jesus went back to heaven for the first time, he was now taking that flesh of man again. Man could behold God face to face because Jesus. And then he said something to Jesus. That was the prophecy that is in Psalm. He said, sit at my right hand. God told Jesus. And when he was sitting there, me, Halima Oyelade, was seated with him in high places. Above principalities, above powers. You, I don't know what your name is, was lifted there and lifted above every situation of this life. La baba sketeka le mama sketeka. Ya baba, that is where you are. That is who you are. Don't let the devil deceive you. We are seated with him. I took you through that story so you understand. Jesus, when he finally did that, he said, well, it is finished. It is done. Don't carry sin mentality. Africans, we're always carrying sin mentality. I'm a sinner. Every day I'm a sinner. Jesus has paid the price. When you come to him, the righteousness that you don't have, he imputes it to you. Hallelujah. Seated at the right hand of God, the believer's authority. From that place, you can rebuke demons. From that place, you can decide what happened. Do you know that we can decide what happens in territories and in countries? Do you know that there are Christians in there are countries where Christians have decided because the church is united and understands its authority? We say we have church. Every Sunday we're full, and yet every day they're kidnapping people. It is. Do you know that it is a backlash? It is a slap on our face, all of us together. Children of God, where is the authority? Be on your feet this morning. La baba skete pa la mama ma. How to take, remember, if there's nothing you take from this message, take this last point. You are seated, so long as you're born. If you're not born again, you're just deceiving yourself. And you're there, say, I'm seated with God. You are deceiving. The only person being deceived is not me, it's not anybody, it is you. And so before we pray, I want to give you a chance. With all heads bowed, every eye closed. You know you're not born again. Because we're going to pray some prayers now. And God is going to answer those prayers because we're praying it from a point of understanding. But if you're not born again, like you're just wasting your time. If you're not born again, just lift up your hands and then you pray the sinner's prayer. If you're not born again, if all of us are born again, fine and good. But if you know that you're not born again, hallelujah, amen. Lift up your voice and say, Father, Father, thank you for making me to sit with Jesus Christ at your right hand, far above principalities, far above powers, far above rulers, far above every power of darkness. From my position of authority, I decree and I declare that every of your promises concerning me for this year 2022 we come to pass in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray. La ba 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 shete. I don't know what your desire is. I want you to stand. I say, Father, I have authority. I have authority because Jesus paid the price. Jesus paid the price. The devil is under my feet. That is why the devil doesn't want us to know the word of God. La ma 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 shete ke le ba ba ba. Le po shete ka li bo bo bo. Yeah, mama, this year I decree I will live, I will not die. I will declare the praises of God. Begin to speak over your life. Say you will not die like a chicken. I will not be kidnapped. I will not suffer lack in the name of Jesus. I will prosper this year. I will reign in this life as a king in the mighty name of Jesus. I have a surplus of the prosperity of God. The job I am looking for. La mama se teke le ba ba ba. Eh la baba se teke le bobo. Le ma mama. Ah, we sang one song. Channels of my spirit open up. May the channels of your spirit open up. There are no boundaries and there are no limits. There are no boundaries with God. What is that thing you want? How big is it? Ask him for it this morning. Asking for it. Labor for no boundaries and no limits. God is telling you, I can do all things. I am God. Is there anything that is too hard? Yep, this is your year. This is your year of lifting. Lord, announce your children. Say, Father, announce me this year. Lord God, announce me this year. I will not fear. I will not run away from the enemy. And I will subdue every enemy. In the name of Jesus, I will be blessed. Carry your miracle, whatever it is. Believe God this morning, and it is yours. Thank you, mighty Father. We bless your holy name. We give you praise and glory. Thank you, mighty Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Our Father, we thank you. Thank you because the entrance of your word gives light and gives understanding.